Hello.
Hi, it's Francesca calling from INS Law about the Scottish Redress Scheme. Is that
Yes,
Sharon?
it's Duncan, yeah.
Okay. Just for data protection, would you be able to confirm your date of birth and postcode for me?
13655, and it's my postcode's Kilo Alpha 12 8 Romeo Juliet.
Perfect. Thank you very much. I do apologize about not giving you a call back yesterday.
No, that's fine. No, just it's, I wasn't looking forward to everything dropped, and whenever you got a chance, you'd be absolutely fine.
So I spoke to my manager about your case. So is what I'd like to do, if it's okay with you. So if I sent over a letter of authority for you to sign for us, and then if we can get your care records. So basically, if the adoption, say for example, so you were adopted when you were 9 months old, but if it didn't go through officially for say a couple months or a year, then the time between then and the official adoption would count under the redress scheme. So as we're unsure of those dates, I'd like to access your care records so we can find out the time frame for you. And
Okay.
if it turns out then that you're ineligible for the redress scheme, I can then point you in the direction of another company that can help
Okay.
with that. And then you'll also have your records then so we can give them to you. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's absolutely fine.
Yeah, so we'll get the records for you. So then when you take it then to someone else, if we can't help, then you have the records already.
Lovely.
So it's what I'll do is I will send over that to you. So I'll just need to ask a couple questions just to be able to send the contracts over. Is that okay?
Yeah, fine.
Yeah. So have you received any relevant payments before? So criminal injuries compensation, any advanced payment scheme payments?
Nope.
No. And do you have any criminal convictions?
Nope.
No. Perfect. So what I'll do is I'll send over the letter of authority, and then once we have that from you, then we'll be able to contact the councils on your behalf.
Yeah.
So I've just sent that over to you. So it's like a digital signature. So once you open the link, you can so do your signature with your finger on your phone.
Okay.
But in regards to the care settings, so you said the nursing home, which you say was Glasgow, didn't you?
That's correct.
Yeah. And what council would?
That would have been Glasgow.
Yes.
I
So,
see.
and in regards to where you then, so where you were in foster care, you were in foster care before you were adopted, weren't you?
Yeah, well, I was in, I'm assuming I was in a kind of foster care or a kind of children's home.
Yeah.
I did trace it back, but the home records of that particular thing went up in fire. A big fire,
Yeah.
always do. So I don't really know, but I know that I was certainly, my mother gave me up after about 3 days, and the next kind of record I've got is about 3 months when my adopted parents came on the scene. And then I've got a bit towards, so I was born in June, so that was about September time, I think. And then
Yeah.
about the kind of Christmas time, that was a bit where I was, I kind of vaguely recognize I was about adopted round about that time.
Okay, so there's also a different route we can go down. So say your foster parents weren't approved at the time, the searches they did before you were adopted, things like that. There's loads of
Well, this would
different
be.
bits and bobs that you could we can basically help you create a case as much as we can, and then if we can't submit to redress, then we can give you all of these records, everything we
Well,
found.
I do have, or I think I have, my adopted father said
Yeah.
when he was in his 90s. Now, it's a long story, but he's got two natural children.
Yeah.
Right, but one of those children actually videoed him when he was in his 90s, and they were talking about adopting children, and he said in that he did not want to adopt any children.
Right, so that video would be a big help as well if you
Yeah,
had access to that.
that's what I'm saying. I've been the
Yeah.
police, so I kind of get that. That's pretty good. Then I've got
Yeah.
other families, and I've got another brother who is adopted, and as I said to you, I've got two natural brothers to my adopted father, and I've
yeah.
got an adopted brother. Now, I call the two natural sons, I call them the supernaturals, because they never got into trouble. It was always my adopted brother and I that always got into trouble. We're always ones
yeah.
that were down, always ones that were seriously assaulted and all this sort of stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, we could go on and talk about this till the cows come home, but yeah.
Yeah.
So, and I get the bit, okay, it could come to something, it could come to nothing, I get that.
Yeah. But if it does come to nothing on our end of redress, then we will give you everything that we can find to help you
right.
then take it. So we'll help you transfer over to, so we have another law firm that we work with that does historical child abuse claims.
Yeah.
So then we'd be able to pass you over to them and give them everything we have. So hopefully then that'll speed up the process
uh-huh.
for you as well. So regarding the councils for us to contact, it'd be Glasgow. And then were your adopted parents also Glasgow, or were you in a different area?
I was in a different area. I mean, if we're talking about a council district, yeah.
Yeah.
They were in Renfrewshire. But they lived in Renfrewshire, but the adoption came from Glasgow.
Okay.
I've just remembered the name of the adoption society. It was the National Vigilance Society or something kind of similar to that in Glasgow, but that's defunct now. It's no, I can't find anything about them.
Yeah, so not a lot of them, they've changed the names.
Yeah.
So they'll still be up and running. They've just...
Yeah, and they get... I'm just having a wee look through my phone to see if I've still got them. Just as a... I mean, it's a waste of time because they're no longer there, but...
Yeah, so the National Vigilance Society, it's not an adoption agency. So it says it was a British social reform organisation. So it was against prostitution and human trafficking, protect women and children from sexual exploitation, enforce laws relating to public morality, and then support reforms that eventually contributed to changes in child protection legislation. So that will possibly be the one that...
Yeah, well, it certainly was.
Yeah.
The National Vigilant Society, whatever it was,
yeah,
that I think they, the adopted parents, they went through, and I mean, as I said to you, there is a sheet, and it's only about 12 or 13 questions on it.
Yeah, would you be okay to send that over to us?
Right, if I can find it.
Yeah, if you can find it. If not, no problem.
Yeah. If not, I'm pretty sure there is. I know there is a place that have my records. I know where that is. And that's called Family Finding.
Yeah.
Or Family Centre in Glasgow, Glasgow Social Work Department. And there is a chap there who deals with it. I did have a wee kind of word with him. But what I got was pretty kind of basic. A few years ago, I did get a wee bit more information, but not physically, just by word of mouth, as the department had it and told me what
yeah.
it was.
Yeah.
But no, I'll have another wee look and see. But no, if I've got something like that, but, yeah, that's what I'm saying. My wife and I, we fostered children for 23 years.
Yeah.
I know what we went through. You know,
the checks now are a lot more than they were then.
So if the checks are that bad nowadays, I mean, we
yeah.
do have, as I said, we have another wee girl that adopted from, well, she was in foster care with us, and then she got adopted. And we're still in touch with her, right? But
yeah.
her foster mum, it took her nearly 18 months to go through the system to adopt this wee
yeah.
girl. So something's gone wrong somewhere. I mean,
for them to be able to adopt you within 9 months of being born.
Yeah, well,
isn't
it's
very.
Thing. Do you own your own house? Yes. Well, then you must be okay. Well, no. How much do you earn? I earn X, Y, Z. Right. Well, that's okay then. If you don't earn that, you can't foster children or adopt children. And that's
yeah.
not the question. It's got to be the question's got to be: is there warmth? Is there? I mean, I never heard the word love from my adopted parents.
No. The thing when it comes to sort of people who foster. Obviously, there's a different connection you have with the kid you foster, but then even a lot of foster parents struggle to then let go of them. But adoptive
yeah.
parents should be so very invested.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
But, you know, and as I say, well, he had four children. Two of them were adopted and two of them were his own natural children.
Yeah.
guess who got and guess who didn't, right? You don't need to answer that on a postcard, that's for sure.
Oh, I can only assume, yes.
Ah, it's just one of these things. No, listen, I'll get that done.
Yeah, perfect.
Sent back to you.
Yeah, so I've sent that over now, so it'll come through on email and to your phone.
It'll come through on my phone.
Yeah, perfect. Yeah, so once you find that then, I will get working then and I will contact whoever I can, anyone possible, to try and get your records. And then
Glasgow City Council, and it'll be Families for Children. I don't have their address, but I think they'll be pretty easy to get hold of.
Yeah.
Under fostering and adoption or something like that, because they certainly have my records. And the reason I know is because I saw a piece of paper, and in the top right-hand corner of it, there was the number 75, which means they hold my records until I'm 75.
Yeah.
I'm 71 just now, so better get in there quick before they burn them again.
Apparently, yeah.
I'll get that back to you.
Okay, perfect. So, in regards to the Families for Children, so it says that the service didn't exist in 1955.
This what? Sorry?
It said that it wasn't under that name.
No, it would have just been Glasgow Social Work at that
Glasgow
time.
Glasgow Social,
I know that Families for Children, Glasgow City Council have got my records. I know that.
Yeah, okay. Well, hopefully then we should be able to get them. And
yeah.
I will keep you, I'll keep in touch as much as possible, okay?
Yeah, great. Yes,
yeah,
lovely.
That's perfect.
Catch your name.
Francesca.
Francesca, right.
Yeah.
Francesca, if I may, I'm allowed to call you that.
Yeah, or Fran, whatever's easier.
Fran.
Yeah.
Right. That's absolutely fine. I'll mark you under Fran or Francesca then.
Yeah, perfect. Well, lovely. Thank you very much.
No,
and
thank
I will...
you. Good day.
That's okay. That's okay. Have a good day.
Okay.
Take care.
If, can I just add one wee proviso?
Yeah.
If you haven't got this by tomorrow, can you phone me back, because I've probably gone wrong with it or something.
Yeah, of course.
So,
that's okay. So... I think on the contract page, so it'll be a tap to sign box, and then you draw a signature, click apply, and then if you scroll to the bottom, there'll be like a little tick box. It's like a tiny, tiny tick box, and then you should be able to submit it.
Okay.
If you have any problems, you're more than welcome to give me a call as well, or if by tomorrow, I'll give you a call.
Right.
So
Roger.
That'll be fine.
Okay, thanks
a lot. No problem. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.